Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on prayer was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
So the first thing you do is praise Him. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He doesn't want you to say those words. He wants you to start praising Him. You enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You pray for His will to be done here on earth the way that it is in heaven. People have prayed that a million times, and then they'll turn right around and say, well, I think that God gave me this sickness to teach me something. You just prayed. God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven there is no sickness, and He told us to pray that His will be done here the way it is in heaven. But it's a vain repetition. They don't even think about what they're saying. They're just reciting the words. That's religious. It's tradition. It makes the word of none effect. You aren't supposed to say those words. You're supposed to intercede and say, Father, help me to manifest Your presence here the way that it is in heaven. In heaven, there's no sickness, there's no more sorrow, there's no crying, there's no disease. People aren't doing all the weird things that we see in this life. And oh God, I want to see that happen here. Use me today to help heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead and cast out devils. And that's what you're praying. You aren't reciting these words. This isn't even a New Testament prayer. Some of you are thinking, well, it's in the New Testament. But Jesus hadn't died yet and put it into practice. If you were to flip over to John chapter 16, Jesus said, hitherto have you asked nothing in My name. Now ask in My name and you shall receive. This isn't prayed in the name of Jesus. Every prayer that's prayed in the New Testament needs to be prayed in the name of Jesus. This was an old covenant prayer, and it's more of a model prayer showing you that you praise God. It's what I call the sandwich technique. If you would start off praising Him for how awesome He is and then say, give us this day our daily bread, and then you would end it with, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. God, You're awesome. If you would always sandwich your request in between talking about how awesome He is and how big He is and then thank Him at the end, if you would use that technique, you'd find out that you wouldn't walk away discouraged after prayer. You'd be in faith. But see, most of us just run in and, oh God, the doctor says I'm going to die, and the doctor says this. And I remember dear old Susie, Aunt Susie, died of this same thing. And I was at her funeral and I saw her waste away. And you spend an hour talking about what the doctor says and what happened to Aunt Susie. And then you go to the internet and research it and get all of this unbelief. And oh God, if You can do anything, help me. And we say, in Jesus' name. That's not prayer. Charles Capps one time was praying. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, Charles, what are you doing? He says, I'm praying. God said, you aren't praying, you're complaining. There's a lot of what we call prayer that's nothing but griping and complaining. Well, I believe that I'm supposed to just vent it and let it all out and tell God how I feel. God doesn't want all of that ungodliness and junk that's on the inside of you. Some of it you ought to bury it. You shouldn't say it to God or to anybody else. Now, God knows how you feel. I'm not saying that you hide things. But don't sit there and just enforce every negative feeling and fear that you have. You start off by praising God. Here's the way you ought to respond. If the doctor says you're going to die, you ought to go in and say, Father, thank You that the Word of God says, Psalms 118, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank You that by Your stripes I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. Thank You that Psalms 107 verse 20 says that You sent Your Word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So, Father, I know it's Your will to heal me. I know that by Your stripes I was healed. 1 Peter 2:24, it's already been done. So, Father, I just thank You that You are all-powerful. You are Almighty God. And if You would just start your prayer before you even tell Him that you had cancer. Start Him, praising Him for all of this. You know what? By the time you got to your request, you'd say, oh yeah, that doctor told me I'm going to die. But Father, he doesn't know that Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And you know what? You would shrink your problem right down to where it's no big thing. But what many of us are calling prayer is just getting before God and griping and expressing every fear that you've got, repeating every negative report, saying everything wrong, and then we say in the name of Jesus and think that makes it prayer. That's not prayer. That's griping, it's complaining, it's unbelief. You ought to approach God with a little respect and honor, and you ought to think about what you're saying. It says that in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, when you go into the temple, watch your mouth. It's better not to make a vow than it is to make a vow and not pay it. Put a hand over your mouth lest you say something wrong. When you approach God, you ought to owe Him the respect that you would approach me with. Many of you know that, man, I'm a faith guy and that I believe in healing, and you wouldn't come up to me and say the things that you say to God. And yet you'll just go up to God and say every rotten thing that comes to your mind, every feeling, every emotion. Again, I'm not saying that you hide it. It would be appropriate to say, God, you know how I feel. I'm sorry. Help me get over this. Help renew my mind. I'm not saying that you hide it, but I am saying that you shouldn't empower it by speaking forth all of the doubt and the unbelief that's in your life. This says don't use vain repetitions such as reciting the Lord's Prayer, such as doing the rosary, such as saying the Westminster Confession, such as doing any of the religious things that we do and then call that prayer. That's not prayer. It's religious. It's tradition. It makes the word of none effect. And if you have to change your voice and say glory to God and put hallelujah in there a few times, and you can't just say hallelujah, but it has to be hallelujah, and it has to be the Holy Ghost instead of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, you're religious. Is that plain enough? You know, I was praying in here this morning. I taught our Bible college students and alumni, and I was praying, and I forgot exactly how I said it, but I was talking about don't, you know, the scripture says don't be a backbiter. And so I said, Father, forgive us if we've backbitten. And then I said, is it backbitten or we've bitten back? Or, you know, I was still praying, but I couldn't think of the right way to say it. And I said, oh, well, Lord, you know what I mean. And I... You know what? Some people just wouldn't do that, but that's what I'd do if I was talking to you. You know, God's a real person. You can talk to God as if He's really a person, as if He has feelings, as if He's intelligent. You can talk to Him like He knows who you are and what you have need of even before you ask. See, it goes on to say this. In verse 7 again, it says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Boy, let me just say this real clear, that this is basically what religion teaches. The more you pray, the more results you get. This is not true. There is no virtue in long prayers, not from God's standpoint. Now, there may be a discipline for you. If you've been used to just sitting in front of the television 20 hours a day and just feeding yourself until your brain is mush, it might do good for you to get into the presence of God and pray an hour a day, and it might be discipline. If you want to look at it as discipline, zero complaint from me. But as far as God, there is no virtue in long prayers. Some of the best prayers you can pray are, help in Jesus' name. That's a great prayer. If you'll notice, when Jesus prayed, He says, be healed, be still. Those are the kind of prayers that Jesus prayed, and He got pretty good results. Jesus didn't have long prayers. Now, He did pray. There's twice in the New Testament that Jesus prayed all night long. It's recorded in some different Gospels, so there's like seven times that's recorded in the Gospels, but if you put it in chronological order, there's only twice that Jesus prayed all night long. One time was before He called His 12 apostles and He prayed to get God's mind on which ones to appoint. And He prayed all night long that time that He sent the disciples out on the Sea of Galilee, and He went up into a mountain and prayed all night long. Those are the only two times in Scripture that he prayed all night long. I'm not saying that it's wrong to pray long, but there is no special virtue or benefit to praying long. Man, some of you are just like, oh man, what's the point in praying? I'm pulling the rug out from under you. Before we can build the right foundation, we got to tear up, jackhammer this old foundation. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people that you're praying for your benefit. You're soothing your conscience. You're fulfilling some requirement that your religion has placed on you, and you soothe your conscience by doing it, and you aren't connecting with God, and that's useless. Actually, it's detrimental. Because you're deceiving yourself in thinking that I've communicated with God and I really prayed and believed. And the truth is, you never made contact with God. It's detrimental. Amen or oh me. In verse 8, be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask them. The purpose of prayer is not to inform poor misinformed God about your problem. I hear people pray all of the time and they, oh God, this country is going down the tubes. Oh God, we need a revival. And then you spend 20 minutes trying to convince God that we need a revival. God, they're doing this and they said this and they did this. God, the doctor said this. The lawyer has said this. We need this to happen. And you are trying to convince God as if he was a person that didn't know what's going on. Again, some of you are looking at me like, who would ever do that? I bet you every person in here has done that. All of us. We just feel like we've got to convince God that this is urgent. Oh God, please listen. He says that your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask Him. And let me also add this, that your Father knows what you need better than you know what you need.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled, A Better Way to Pray, for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I believe that the truths I'm sharing could transform lives all around the world, and I'm doing everything I can to get this word out. We reach over 200 million homes worldwide, but you know what? There's still millions of homes to go. And if you haven't yet become a partner with our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then become a monthly partner with us. There are people all of the time who receive benefit from this. They are blessed. They listen, watch on a daily basis, and yet they've never given beyond just the materials that they get. I'd like to ask you to help us reach out beyond just your need and reach other people. Please call or write today.